This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Minster and Mouncer Man said, Joey Burgoyne. And like I say many times doing this show for the past multiple years, we're a small state, people. You can travel to adventure around it. And right now I want you to head this upcoming weekend to Norwalk. It's the Norwalk Oyster Festival. And joining me this morning is the president of said Norwalk Oyster Festival, Mike Riley. Mike, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for making time for us. We're very excited for next weekend.
So it's one of those things, you know, we'll start with Norwalk. It's in the state. Not a lot of people like, okay, give me some geographics. Give me where Norwalk is, and it's not that hard to get to.
Yeah, so Norwalk, we're right off of exit 16 on I-95. The Norwalk Oyster Festival takes place on Veterans Park, which we at seaport.org have directions to get here. Everybody comes by shuttle bus mostly. It's very simple. And we're at a 35-acre park right on the water in the harbor. And then we're right near kind of where the whole oyster world is in Norwalk. And we are also, you know, the Norwalk Seaport Association owns Sheffield Island Lighthouse. So this is our big fundraiser to raise money for our education programs and to restore the lighthouse and keeping our 156-year-old lighthouse looking fantastic, which is a full-time and an expensive endeavor for us.
And that's one of the things, you know, Connecticut has a beautiful coastline. It's not big, but there's a lot of heritage. There's a lot of, you know, farming and seaports, and there's just a lot going on our little seacoast.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and Norwalk has, you know, three oyster companies, used to have 17, and we have a beautiful lighthouse. We have a ferry service that takes you out there and sees Sheffield Island live. And we do sunset cruises, multiple times a week and five nights a week. And, you know, a lot of that's kind of slowing down because, you know, after Labor Day. But the Oyster Festival is a big thing for us, and it's our major fundraiser. And people come. It's a great value. There's tons of stuff to do.
And that's one of the – so the how many years has this been going on now?
46. It's our 46th Oyster Festival. And, you know, I always say this. This is the last big thing. So for the summer, this is the last big thing to do. And, I always kind of throw this around that, you know, for a festival that's run by volunteers, it's 100% volunteer run, and, you know, a not-for-profit that puts on a festival, the average life expectancy is 7.5 years. Hmm. And we've been doing this is our 46th, so we've been doing it for a while, and we appreciate all our sponsors and all the volunteers that put it together. It's a tremendous amount of work.
Now, I don't know if this is just off-the-cuff question. Do you have a volunteer that's been with you since day one?
Yeah, we actually do, and one of our former presidents. And I've been here for almost all of them. And, yeah, it's one huge family we get together. Most of these people have seen us all grow up. And we do have some volunteers from the very beginning. We actually have some of the original presidents that are still on the board. They've been here for all the festivals.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
So, like you said, it's one of the biggest fundraisers you guys have for the Lighthouse. Tell us a little bit about the Lighthouse.
So the Lighthouse is it's about 3 miles offshore on Sheffield Island, which is a 52-acre island. The Lighthouse was built in 1856. And, you know, our whole thing is getting people out there to be educated on our maritime heritage and the oystering and everything about the coast, and also to just get people out on a ferry, out on the water. It's just people take our sunset cruise and they're like, wow, what, they feel like they're in Nantucket 2 hours on a sunset cruise and they feel like they're in a different area, or, you know, just going out to the island.
And I think
To keep it moving, keep it in good shape, and new seawalls and constant work, it's very expensive, and that's why you need these fundraisers and everybody to get together and do this.
And to me, this is like the key time to start visiting the coastline. Like, I'm not a fan of going to the beach when it's 102 degrees and you're just sweating. It's nice and it's cool at night. It's cool in the morning. You can get up. There's not as many bugs bothering you. Like, this is, in my mind, prime New England coastline time.
Yeah, I agree. And the water is the warmest, actually, about now, everybody says, you know, especially in the ocean. Obviously, we're on the sound, but it's a great time to come out and celebrate with your families and come out and see the Oyster Festival. We have great music this year, and we got a lot of neat attractions.
Yeah, so let's get into that. What I mean, people are looking to do something next weekend, the 6th, 7th, and 8th, Veterans Park in Norwalk, seaport.org. You know, give us a taste of what people can get down there and enjoy.
Yeah, so Friday night we have Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes on the main stage. You know, if you followed Bruce Springsteen or any of that, he was one of the original bands that did the New Jersey thing. And with the book coming out this year, Southside Johnny is a great way to celebrate some good summer music. He actually played at one of the first Oyster Fests, which is kind of cool. And then on, we also, that night, we have the Funky Dogs opening up for them, which is a great band, actually, a big horn band and New Orleans sound. And they actually are all former UConn students, which is pretty cool. And then on Saturday, we have Bad Boy during the day on the main stage, and then a special treat who's kind of got a residency here, I'd say, from Billy Joel's band, Mike Del Judas. So if you haven't seen Mike Del Judas, you're in for a real treat. He's actually in the Billy Joel band and travels the world with Billy Joel, and his music's amazing. He plays Billy Joel, plays classic rock and everything from Led Zeppelin to opera, and it's amazing. Very, very talented guy. And then on Sunday, we have Drew Angus at 2 o'clock, who's from actually Connecticut and doing very well in the music world. And then at 4 o'clock for Swifties, we have Let's Sing Taylor, which is a Taylor Swift type music. It's a band that plays all Taylor Swift music, and she's selling out all over the country. And one special thing is kids under 12 are free with an adult paid ticket. So it's even more of a value. So, you know, that's a big deal on Sunday 4. People are very pumped up about that. And then in the entertainment tent, we have 36 bands playing all weekend. We also have the X-Pogo show, which is actually Pogo champions. And believe it or not, they've won 14 Guinness Book of World Records.
I can't go like four times and I fall down.
Yeah, and then we have the Ready Go Dog Show, which is they have a huge swimming pool and they do all sorts of acrobats and stuff. And of course, we have oysters.
I was going to say, you got to have some oysters, right?
Yeah, we have lots of oysters and about 40 food booths, and there's a lot going on. So we hope to see people here.
Now, you know, people might everyone, you know, clams always get mussels, the headline of the shellfish world in this area. You know, are oysters a, I know they got the festival, but is there a resurgence? Like you said, there seems to be a lot less farming going on of it. Are they still as popular as they were back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oysters now, 90% of the oysters that are eaten, consumed, are consumed in restaurants. But, I mean, in Connecticut with Copps Island Oysters right here in Norwalk, and he has other facilities all over Connecticut. I mean, you have the freshest oysters that come right out of the water, and it's amazing. And people don't realize that this is really one of the oyster hubs of not only New England, but the product goes all over the country.
Hmm. So, I mean, if that's one of the things, if people, you know, they're not familiar as much with oysters, I feel this is a good place to go and find some different ways to cook them and eat them and just entertain yourself with them.
Yeah, I mean, oysters are awesome, especially when you get them so fresh like we have them.
I was going to say, yeah, you can't get much fresher from the sound to the tablecloth.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Now, what's your favorite way of? I have mine. One of our actual Saturday shows here, one of our weekend shows, he actually does some oyster catching for me. They have a place, and he's allotted so many. And if he has extra, he usually gives me a few. So I even got the kids to eat them, which I'm going to take as a win. To get teenagers to try something new is pretty miraculous. But what's your way of enjoying an oyster? If you were to just to get a bucket of oysters raw,
I like them. I like them with the minuet sauce, which is a vinegar sauce. I also like them with horseradish and cocktail sauce. Either way, I love oysters, and getting them fresh and tasting them at the Oyster Fest is great. Now, well, are you coming? Let's have some oysters together.
I'm thinking about it. It looks like a good weekend. I mean, I have nothing stopping me from going, shall we say. You know, like you said, this is the Oyster Festival. I don't know if this is another. Do you have a number of how many oysters you guys go through?
I think on a good year, you know, about 40,000.
That's a lot of shucking.
Yep, 40,000-50,000.
And like you said,
I don't really know the right number. I haven't looked into that in the last couple of years, but we sell a lot of oysters.
But like you said, this is, and one thing I want to make sure we get to, this is a volunteer run event.
Totally volunteer.
You know, without the volunteers, a lot of these events, I know it's been hard, different organizations struggling to get volunteers. Is this one of those things where you got people lining up at the door ready to shuck some oysters for you on this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, so the oysters are run through, the oysters are one of our original food booths. It's actually the original flotilla, which is the Coast Guard auxiliary. They run the oyster area. They actually sell the oysters, and it's part of their fundraising. But we have people here that have been with us for many, many years, and we're right now building, staging, and building things on the festival right now. And we've been out here for 2 weeks. People don't realize that it's such a big endeavor doing all of the production and building all the tents, everything else, and building the infrastructure for a festival of this size.
Yeah, so like, let's get some people down there. Again, joining me this morning, Mike Riley, president of the Norwalk Oyster Festival. It's right down the road in Connecticut, people. Enjoy a nice weekend ride. Head down to Norwalk. Easy to get to. It's right off 95.
So last big thing. Come on down.
That's it, Mike. If people want more information, where should we send them?
Seaport.org.
Or
follow us on Instagram or Facebook.
You can't mess that up. Seaport.org. Mike Riley, thank you for joining me today. Let's get some people down there and enjoy an oyster. If you've never had it, there's nowhere better to try your first oyster. Mike, thank you for joining me today, because it's events like this that are going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.